Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hi, it's Friday, May 6th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV, or as we like to call it, how to make friends and get people to like you. That's what we're doing here on Wing TV. So we want to start off and thank everybody who's written to us and said how happy they are that we finally exposed Alex Jones. They said it's about time somebody did this. And as we said, we've spent a whole week on Alex Jones now. And it's all going to culminate at the end of the show in our 10 questions.
But it won't end there because we're going to keep close watch on what Alex is doing.
Well, the reason for the 10 questions is easy. We wanted to answer them. And I think that's a simple request, don't you?
Seems so to me.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that this week now has opened a lot of people's eyes. And all of the articles are on the Wing TV homepage. And over the weekend, we're going to put a master link on there. So all the links will be contained in just one hyperlink. So if you want to pass it around to people, it's real easy so you don't have to send like 18 different links or whatever. But as I said, we're going to get to these 10 questions.
You know what I was thinking? Yeah. Those people who don't want to question Alex Jones, I have a real easy way for you to do it. Just picture in your mind our faces. And then you'll get the nads to question Alex Jones like you do us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that easy. And we also want to send a thank you to Jim down in Florida.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And our friend Michael in Arkansas, Tom in Temple, Texas, all of our friends in Austin who've supported us, who know Alex Jones.
Right. So thank you to all of them. Now, before we get to these 10 questions, we have to cover a few topics. The first is Mike Rupert. Now, people think, well, how does Mike Rupert fit in with Alex Jones? Well, if you remember last year when we did these series of articles on Rupert, at one point I wrote up 10 unanswered questions, and I sent them to Mike Rupert. And even though we don't see eye to eye on quite a number of things, the way he's handled 9/11, his peak oil scam, I do have to give credit to Mike Rupert for one thing. When we put those 10 questions out there, he answered them within, a day or two, I believe.
Right.
And even though he hid them on his website, so people didn't have access to it unless they had the hidden link, he answered them nonetheless, and they are out there on the internet. So I give him credit because he stood up like a man and answered the questions. And then subsequently, he asked me some questions, and in my follow-up article, guess what I did? I answered those questions.
Right.
So, you know, no one is above questions.
At least
so.
There was a dialogue there, as hostile as it turned out to be.
Exactly. And keep this in mind now, because as we come back to Wing TV again next week, we're going to start every show out by saying day number X, Y, or Z, whatever, that Alex Jones hasn't answered these questions. So we're going to remind everybody that we're putting these out there. And as you can see from the Wing TV homepage, they're not complicated questions. They're not like he has to go to college and take trigonometry or something. Simple questions.
And if you're listening to his show today, it's a rebroadcast. It took about 12 phone calls for our buddy in Arkansas to find out from somebody at GCN that he's actually not in the studio today. He's out of there, can't take the heat from your phone calls, maybe.
Yeah. Now, the biggest question everybody has is, why isn't Alex responding?
Yeah,
why
really?
Isn't Alex sticking up for himself? Why isn't Alex fighting back? And if you remember Monday's show, we got a call or we got an email from someone that said, come Monday, Alex Jones is going to chew you guys up and spit you out.
You know what this is reminding me of? Show us the plane. Show us the plane.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I never even thought of that. But with the Pentagon, you know, it's like they say that they have these the wreckage from the plane that hit the Pentagon, Flight 77. Well, show us the plane. Well, it's real simple. Answer the
questions.
You know? And so everyone says, why isn't Alex fighting back? Why isn't he responding to this? And it's exactly the same reason as Mike Gallagher isn't.
But you know what he has been doing all week long? He alludes to us, but he won't directly mention us. I don't know what kind of guts it requires to actually say our names. We must be some kind of dirty word, and they do have a profanity regulation at GCN, so maybe now our names are dirty words over there. But all he has to do is directly answer the questions. He doesn't have to allude to anything.
Yeah, it's like this little passive-aggressive thing, and I hate passive-aggressive. It's like we're very much upfront people. But getting back to Gallagher now, we've written a series of articles about him, and he refuses to mention our name. Now, Gallagher's mainstream media, of course. He refuses to mention our name or our website for one reason. He doesn't want anybody to read the articles that we've written about him. And it seems almost exactly now that Alex Jones, for that reason, isn't mentioning our name or our website because he doesn't want anybody reading our articles. And what did you say before the show? It's like dotting the I's and crossing the T's. He's exactly the same as the mainstream media.
Yeah,
the same
from
techniques.
A to Z. He must have learned well.
Yeah. And we mentioned Bill Cooper's name yesterday.
Right.
The famous, you know, researcher. He got murdered a couple years by the government. And actually, William Cooper was enough of a threat that the government killed him. Not like Alex Jones, who for the past 10 years has said that the government's trying to kill him. And as we said yesterday, if the government wants to kill somebody, what do?
Pop.
They kill him. You know, they don't talk about it for 10 years. Now, getting back to Cooper, do you think that if we said this kind of stuff about Bill Cooper, that he would sit there out in Arizona and keep his mouth shut for over a week? Not a chance. I think Bill Cooper would actually get in his truck or his car and drive all the way to Pennsylvania.
Look at
and kick our asses.
Art Bell didn't like our video we made of him, but he put it on his website.
Yeah.
He talked about us. I mean, he's not afraid to the point where he can't even mention our names or address any of these issues.
Yeah. Art Bell has mentioned our name on his show and
our
website.
He's the one who dubbed us Wingnuts,
yeah,
which
exactly.
We're proud to be.
Yeah. And, you know, with Bill Cooper, I cut my teeth on him. He was actually the person that opened my eyes to the whole New World Order. And if you remember back, Lisa, to some debates years ago, with Dan Quayle against whoever was Clinton's running, or somebody running for, they had a debate, and they said, I knew Jack Kennedy, and you're no Jack Kennedy. Well, I didn't know Bill Cooper, but Alex Jones, you are certainly no Bill Cooper, because Bill Cooper would be raging and like a maniac about this stuff, and you sit there like a little church mouse with your just saying nothing. It's unbelievable.
Alex, I certainly hope you have more courage in fighting or standing up to the New World Order than you do with us.
Right. Well, why don't you, we've got now a ton of email in the last week, and we actually wanted to spend a whole day on it, but there's so much that there's no way we could possibly have done it. But these are two that Lisa got this morning.
So I am washing the shirt that has all the tomato stains from the people who have been throwing tomatoes at us all week. But we did get some really, really great ones. One of them's from Jim in Tampa. And he says, part of what he says is, it's high time to filter out the pretenders and the shills and the moles and the operatives and the money seekers. And Mr. Jones is cancerous to this movement. He says, New World Order equals fear. Alex Jones equals fear. So the New World Order then equals Alex Jones.
That's a great
point. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Another one is from Bill in Alaska. And he says, censoring is a sign of fear, like Rush Limbaugh's shows. Sometimes they can't stand the heat, especially if they're wrong. Censoring is also a sign of authoritarianism, which is used also by front groups for the government or others of similar elitism. This makes me wonder if someone got to Alex, or if he is just a sample of the fearful authoritarianists or a front for the powers that be. I've never considered him to be one of the elite ruling class.
Yeah, and, you know, the more we talk about Alex Jones, the more it becomes clear that he's mirroring or becoming almost exactly like the mainstream media in his techniques. I mean,
well, he's
almost
replicating
exactly
their tactics against us.
Right. And what does that tell you then? If somebody's using mainstream media or New World Order tactics against somebody, then they're becoming like them.
Well, and it's not just against us, it's against you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, doesn't he have enough respect for his audience to say, hey, I'm going to answer these questions because there's some crap being thrown my way.
Maybe Alex Jones, like the government, fears the people.
Yeah, exactly. Now, since we talked about the people, there's some of you out there that disagree with us.
Right.
And but what we're going to tell you right now is, look beyond our approach, because we're not subtle people.
And hey, if you can put up with Alex's approach, you can certainly put up with ours. Ours is way tame compared to that.
Yeah. And so look beyond how we come across, because, you know, like I said, we're not subtle. Go to the Wing TV homepage and read the articles. A lot of the people seem to be disagreeing with us, and then we say, have you read the articles? And they say, well, no, we haven't read the articles yet. Well, read the articles first. And here's one thing I did notice, Lisa, is that out of the negative feedback that has arrived to us, not once has anyone told us that we're wrong. Yeah. Any information that were incorrect, that it's false?
One person asked me, would it impress you if Alex started engaging in direct activism? I said, you know what would impress me at this point? If he stopped selling fear, if he started answering the questions, if he stopped censoring people, if he would honor his word. That would impress me.
Yeah, and instead of getting mad at us for being the messenger, ask these questions to Alex.
Yeah,
read the articles and then forward them to Alex and say, I would like a response from you. Now, this was brought up when we did Visigoth's radio show Wednesday night, and he said he was taking some crap from people.
Yeah.
And he would put information out there, but instead of the people disagreeing with the information, they would start attacking him. They'd say, oh, you're a right-winger or you're a left-winger. One person even said, well, you have those Wing TV people on your show, so what's that say? But Viz says, don't attack the messenger.
Attack the message.
Yeah, go after the message
go
and question that. And
the poker face guys have been taking some crap off the Liberty Forum, too. I mean, but there are people out there who see through all this BS, and that's why they're taking our side of this issue, because censorship is wrong.
Right.
And if we tolerate censorship in the alternative media, then we might as well go back to watching Fox and Hannity and all the rest of them.
Exactly. And, Harry Houdini was one of the most intriguing figures of the 20th century. And what he did during the latter part of his career was he went out and exposed the fake and phony spiritualists.
Right.
And if you go onto the Wing TV homepage, somewhere on there, there's an article that I wrote about him. But that's what we're doing. We're going after the people that we see as phony or aren't living up to what they're saying.
And the ones that are attacking us, they're more angry that we're pointing out the wrong that he's doing than actually the fact that he's doing wrong.
Right, yeah. It's worse to point it out than it is to actually do it.
Right, which it's okay to just
Yeah, and, it's one of the biggest problems I see with the world today is that we've become too passive as a people. We've become so politically correct that it's weakening our society as a whole. And I want everyone to do something today. At the end of the show, listen to the Tom Petty song. It's called The Last DJ, and Lisa had it on yesterday's show, and also today. Really listen to the words. And I'm going to read, I just jotted down a couple of the lyrics today. In the middle of the song, he says, as we celebrate mediocrity. That's what passivity does. That's what political correctness does. It celebrates mediocrity. Mm-hmm. Nothing stands out above and beyond. He says, as we celebrate mediocrity, our boys upstairs want to see. Now he's talking about the corporate people in the music industry. Our boys upstairs want to see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. Mm-hmm. Tom Petty was always raging against the high price of CDs. And as we see now, the music industry is in big trouble because they overpriced themselves. In the alternative media, it seems like everybody wants more and more of your money, especially these radio stations now that are making you pay for the archives, pay for the high bandwidth. And we're telling you right now, if we ever come out here and say we're charging for Wing TV, we're going off the air the next day. We'll never, ever, ever charge for this. And that's what Petty's saying is they want to see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And then he says the last DJ plays what he wants to play, says what he wants to say. And you know that not a single station in the country played this song because it was pointing the finger at Clear Channel and all these corporate radio stations, and that's what the alternative media, some of these stations are becoming like. They're becoming very corporate with their advertising and so forth. So
and look at your alternative media networks too.
Yeah. And
same
what
deal.
Yeah. I mean, Amy Goodman, I just read how much money she received from the Ford Foundation in 2003, I think she got something like a $85,000 grant. And then last year, she got something in the six figures, a grant from the Ford Foundation. Is that what you want from an independent media?
That won't talk about 9/11.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're watching Wing TV, you're watching one of the last vestiges of a true independent network. We don't have any advertisers. We don't have any subscription fees where you have to pay to watch.
And when you email us, we don't send you an automated response either.
Exactly. And we also don't get any money from corporate donors or from think tanks or anything like that. So this is the epitome of independent media, and we better celebrate it, and we better say what we want to say, because at some point in the future, it may not be here. So with that said, why don't we go to the 10 questions?
Okay.
Let me start off here. Now, as I said, these are 10 simple questions. They're posted on the homepage. Please forward them to Alex Jones. Say, Alex, these, you know, the people from Wing TV plus us, the people out there, we want to know the answers to this. Number one, we have 100% verifiable proof, including a transcript, tape, and first-hand testimony, that you censored your radio show archives on Tuesday, May 2nd, 2005, by deliberately erasing a phone call made by Steve from Ohio, where he mentioned 9/11 on trial. Since people who subscribe to GCN aren't given a disclaimer stating that these archives can be altered at the host's discretion, please explain why you've chosen to engage in this practice of overt, Big Brother-style censorship.
Number two, approximately how many times in the past have you censored your archives, and do you plan on censoring them in the future?
Question number three. Similarly, on May 21st, 2003, you censored a Prison Planet article written by Randy Lovello after it had already been published, and without notifying the author or getting his permission beforehand. Worse, you ignored repeated inquiries as to why you chose to do this. Do you feel that it is proper for you or anyone else in the mainstream or alternative media to engage in direct censorship?
Number four, on January 11th, 2005, you called into a radio show and declared everyone in the freedom movement should join together and not worry about past grievances. In the ensuing months, we did everything humanly possible to extend an olive branch to you and let bygones be bygones. Yet you failed to hold yourself to the same standard which you advised others to uphold. In your opinion, how important is it that a man honor his word after making a public pronouncement?
Question number five to Alex Jones. You've been accused of being a huckster, a walking advertisement, and that your radio show is nothing more than a long, extended infomercial for your products. You've also stated on your radio show that money doesn't matter to you, while Ted Anderson, the GCN president, has discussed with more than one source the extremely lucrative nature of what you do, i.e. big money. With this in mind, will you reveal how much money you make a year off the New World Order?
Number six, you've been on the air for a decade now, and you constantly allude to being murdered by forces within the New World Order. In addition, if we live in a total police state, as you proclaim, then it's safe to say that these potential assassins know where you work, where you live, what kind of car you drive, and where you shop. If you really were such a threat to them, don't you think that these bloodthirsty monsters would simply kill you instead of talking about it for nearly a decade?
Question number seven for Alex Jones. You often refer to people who refuse to answer for their actions as Lord, such as Lord Bush, Lord Rumsfeld, and Lord Rothschild. Up until now, though, you have absolutely refused to answer for your actions in regard to direct censorship and other issues. In this sense, what differentiates Lord Alex from Lord Cheney, Lord Rockefeller, and Lord Kissinger? Secondly, do you feel any responsibility to answer for any of your actions, or are you entirely above reproach, just like the New World Order elite?
Number eight, on Wing TV, we strongly advocate activism over fear-mongering. For the sake of unity against our common enemy, will you join with us to get as many people as possible to New York City for a 9/11 activist event to show that we don't believe the government's official story? This means posting information on your website, interviewing specific guests, and talking about it on a regular basis.
Question number nine. When you hung up on Steve from Ohio on Tuesday, May 5th, 2005, after he wanted to know if you were familiar with 9/11 on trial, you immediately said afterward, "My broadcast is about serious issues." Considering that the caller's question dealt entirely with the issue of 9/11, were you stating that 9/11 itself isn't a serious issue?
And number 10, in light of the fact that you've covered numerous aspects of the New World Order, including the Freemasons, Bohemian Grove, Illuminati, Bilderbergs, etc., why have you so conspicuously avoided the topic of Zionism and its pervasive influence in American politics and society? Does your silence imply that you are protecting certain individuals from scrutiny? If not, what are the reasons for your silence?
There. Pretty simple questions, don't you think? Direct, straightforward. We're going to forward these directly to Alex Jones. We urge you also to send them to Alex Jones. Go to any of his websites. His web or his email address is right there. Send them also to Paul Joseph Watson.
Right.
And say we expect an answer for this. We'll be back on Monday. We're going to let you know if we've heard anything from Alex.
Right. You're not paying for a dead mic, and you're not paying for silence. You're paying for answers. You're paying for a full show. You're paying for honesty. This guy says he's fighting the New World Order. Well, let's see if he'll tell you the truth.
Yeah. He's a censor, and censorship is wrong. We have to remember that. Folks, we love all of you out there. Thank you for all your input, good and bad.
Thank you.
And we support free speech.
And we support your honesty.
Right. Let us know what you think, and just have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday on Wing TV. Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on. Also, we're going to talk about the Bilderberg meeting.
Yeah.
Which is taking place this weekend. So we'll give you our first preliminary update on that. We'll see you Monday.
Have a great weekend.